In El Salvador, the death toll from the earthquake last Saturday has risen to more than 600. That number is expected to rise more as several hundred people remain missing, most of them in massive mudslides triggered by the earthquake. Attention is now turning to those left homeless. More than 10,000 people have taken refuge in an outdoor sports complex, which has been converted into a shelter. El Salvador's president spoke last night and appealed for calm. He expressed concern for the survivors, who he said are now at risk. NPR's Jerry Hatton is in San Salvador. Any hope for more survivors?
Well, it depends where you look. Here in the capital, just outside the capital of San Salvador, where the biggest landslide occurred, which buried some 500 homes, hope to find survivors under this giant mess of trees and mud and busted houses is growing very, very dim. However, the country is officially still in rescue mode. That's what the president, Francisco Flores, told the people last night on television. Mostly because outside of the city and some of the rural areas, there's simply not enough information about how those communities fared because their roads were either washed out or buried under landslides, and rescue workers haven't been able to reach all of those areas yet.
Are you still having aftershocks?
We are still having aftershocks. There have been several hundred aftershocks since the Saturday morning quake. In the last couple of hours, I haven't felt any, but up until very early this morning, we were still feeling them every half an hour or so, and some quite strong.
Did the residents of these villages have any cause for concern about possible mudslides before the earthquake?
Well, this particular neighborhood was built below a very steep slope, and there, in fact, was a group of citizens that had sued local landowners, the people that owned that sloping hillside, as well as local developers, to try to get them to stop cutting trees down. They were worried about deforestation and that could potentially lead to some kind of slide. A judge rejected their claim. So, yeah, there was some sense, and I think there probably always is when you build close to a steep hillside like that in a region that suffers earthquakes.
How have other countries responded to El Salvador's troubles?
President Flores said last night that he was quite pleased with the response, and he said to date that it had been very adequate. Mexico and the U.S. responded most quickly. They had people on the ground here by midnight Saturday, so within 12 hours of the incident. They sent down rescue experts and body-sniffing dogs and a few plane loads of supplies and food and so forth. Several other Latin American countries have responded, are sending teams of experts. Many European countries, as well as the European Union, also have sent experts down to help mainly with searching for survivors and searching for the bodies of victims. The president last night on the phone said that what the country needs in terms of aid mainly is heavy equipment to continue with the digging. They don't have enough of big bulldozers and cranes and so forth, and also transport equipment to get some of that heavy gear to some of these isolated villages so that they can begin digging out the roads and looking for survivors in those regions as well.
Sad to say, El Salvador has experience with earthquakes.
They have quite a bit. President Flores said last night that just about every generation of Salvadoran has had to deal with an earthquake in their lifetime. And the last big earthquake here was in 1986, 15 years ago, in which 1,000 to 1,500 people died. That earthquake was centered in San Salvador itself, and the damage was very severe but localized. This earthquake is slightly different. It was centered some 65 miles off the coast and was deeper, and that caused the damage to be more widespread, hence the unknown situation in much of the countryside. All we really know is that there have been slides all over the country and that there are people trapped and most likely killed as well.
NPR's Jerry Hatton in San Salvador.